From the Center for Investigative Reporting in PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. It's September 2017 in the Mediterranean Sea. A huge red ship called the Aquarius, almost the length of a football field, slows its engines about 25 miles off the coast of Libya. This is a rescue ship, staffed by Doctors Without Borders, and another group called SOS Mediterranee. On this day, French reporter and Reveal contributor Raphael Kraft is on board. Now, Raph, you're on the deck of this ship in the Mediterranean Sea, looking through a pair of binoculars at a small rubber boat, right?
That is the case, Al. This is a Chinese rubber boat that is not very reliable. It is meant to have not more than 10 to 15 people on board, and it's packed, filled with more than 100 people. With the binoculars, you can clearly see the people are scared. You can see the faces of the people who are screaming because the water is getting into the boat, and they are trying to get the water out with their hands because they don't have tools to actually get the water out of the boat.
I've been seeing scenes like this for the past few years on the news. Thousands of migrants from Syria, Iraq, from all over Africa. They've died trying to make this 300-mile crossing from Libya to Europe. So today, you're going to take us through that journey up close. And I should say to our audience that this journey includes some descriptions of violence and torture.
Yeah, and you'll hear it's even more dangerous than it was before. As I'm looking in the binoculars, there is this speedboat coming, and the Aquarius cannot approach the boat that is sinking, because on this speedboat, there are two men with machine guns circling around the rubber boat that is about to sink. This is the Libyan Coast Guard.
We have to go inside the accommodation, and no filming. These guys are not going to be happy about that. So if you could just go in as quickly as possible.
I don't know what doors are still open. Sorry.
Coast Guard might sound official, but these guys are from Libya, where there is no functioning government. And we have to go inside the boat because we gotta get away from them and their machine guns. So we're all crowding around the porthole window trying to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And next to me is the midwife of Doctors Without Borders.
He's sinking. The body's going in the water.
And then Madeleine Habib gets up and makes an announcement to the whole crew.
Ready?
She is the boss of SOS Mediterranee on the Aquarius ship.
We're currently 26 miles north of the coast of Libya. Behind me you can see a small rubber boat that, according to the Italian Navy helicopter, has more than 200 people on board. The Libyan Coast Guard have assumed control of this operation, and they are now there with one of their fast speedboats. There's no way that that fast speedboat can take those 200 people on board.
Clearly, you can see that those two Libyan guys do not know what they can do. They're only two. They have their weapons with them, Kalashnikov weapons. One of them is waving it in the air.
And we're very concerned about what might happen to the people on board this rubber boat. We've known in the past that there have been terrible interfaces between the Libyan Coast Guard and people fleeing Libya. Our concern is that people may jump into the water. They may find themselves in a more dangerous situation than they're already in, which is why we're standing by, maintaining a respectful distance, and we're always ready to help.
Do we have to be careful with these Libyan coast guards?
Yes.
Why? Pourquoi?
The Libyan coast guard is not what one might consider an extremely organized border force control, and they may operate in an erratic manner.
Has there already been incidents between NGOs and Libyan Coast Guards?
There have been incidents, and some of them have resulted in gunfire.
When the Libyan Coast Guard is handling a rescue, they don't have much consideration for the people they rescue. When they put them on their boat, they do not hesitate to beat them. They even left migrants to drown. The This standoff is a crucial moment. What is about to happen will decide which shore these migrants land on. If they are rescued by the Coast Guard, they will end up in Libya. If they are rescued by the Aquarius, they will arrive safely in Europe.
So, what do the Europeans think of all this?
In such a standoff, the EU, the European Union, is on the side of the Libyan Coast Guard. The EU has helped train them to take charge of more rescue. That is how much they do not want migrants to arrive in Europe. This is how Europe is protecting its borders. Marcela Cray is the coordinator for Doctors Without Borders and the Aquarius, and she told me what was happening to migrants when they were brought back to Libya.
Libya, which is a country that's very violent, lawless, fractured, with a lot of extortion, maltreatment, torture, sexual violence.
Kidnapping.
We can even say slavery. People being taken by people and made to work without pay, taken into captivity arbitrarily without knowing when they're going to get out. If you imagine coming from that kind of situation, imagine how desperate you must be to then get into a small rubber boat, which is completely overcrowded, and setting sail at night in the dark, going into that black hole that's the sea at night. And you spend hours and hours cramped together, and finally daylight comes, and there is the Libyan Coast Guard, a boat with Libyan people on board with a Libyan flag, and they're going to take you back to that hell you've just escaped.
That hell is where all those people on that sinking rubber boat just came from. So what's that like? I mean, for the Aquarius to just sit there and watch.
Well, on the Aquarius ship is just like, but when are we going to be allowed to operate the rescue?
I mean, time is passing. How long do these people have?
It can take hours. I talked to Max Avis. Max Avis is the guy in charge of the rescue. He's the boss. He's the kind of guy that you would follow to the other side of the earth with a blind eye, you know, you trust him. And he told me that people drowning and water filling a boat that is about to sink is more complicated than it sounds.
Basically, people out here die because of being crushed by each other. The boats sink. And as they start to sink, the fuel canisters, large, maybe 80-gallon barrels, and they tip. Then you get this environment where the salt water and the fuel mixing starts. Well, the first effect is it makes you a little high because you're breathing in liters and liters, hundreds of liters of fuel. You know, after the first hour, it starts to itch. And then after a few hours, it starts to burn. And then after a few more hours, it starts to peel your skin off your legs and your backside and your arms and whatever part of you is in contact with that. So the weight, and they're just mixing with this intoxicating, burning liquid for hours and hours and hours and hours. And it goes on and on and on. And because they're also high at this point, they start to panic very easily. And eventually, you find them, and they've been there, and there's dead people between their legs floating around. And rescue people have bite marks on their legs because they're fighting for their lives. People's, like, I grabbed a body and their skin just like that. And it is horrifying. This is a form of hell, I think.
Does the Aquarius find some kind of way to rescue these people?
Well, the Libyan Coast Guard actually started waving at the Aquarius crew and apparently saying, come, we cannot do it.
MSF, we are proceeding to rescue the rubber boat.
So we're going to rescue rubber boats. So we're going to.
There is a kind of scramble on the Aquarius. All the crew on the ship knows what to do in that situation. The field hospital, the little hospital run by Doctors Without Borders on the ship, is getting ready to welcome people in cases of emergency. They put two Zodiacs in the sea.
What's a Zodiac?
A Zodiac is an inflatable speedboat. And I managed to find a place on one of these inflatable speedboats to perform the rescue. After about 5 minutes, we arrived next to the boat that was sinking.
Can you stop outside again, yeah? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good night. Good night.
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're doing great, okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay,
when you're happy, yeah?
Happy. Okay, same as before, okay? I'll call you, you give me your hand, you give your hand to my friend. Okay, nice and easy.
Good.
Just tell what you know.
Just all the way back, all the way back.
I was told to sit in the back, and a guy sat next to me. He looked very young, 14 or 15 years old. This guy, 1 hour before, was either going to die, drowning, or either sent back to Libya and put in jail. And he was sitting next to me, and I asked him, ça va, which means, do you feel okay?
Ça va?
Ça va bien, ça va bien.
And then he started talking and talking.
Merci, merci beaucoup, merci beaucoup.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are so glad. You saved my life. We have all suffered too much. We have suffered too much, too much. God will reward you. I don't know what to say. I don't have the words. We are so happy.
The speedboat is zipping back and forth, bringing people to the Aquarius as fast as possible. Now, Raf, you were on deck when they came aboard, so what did you see?
Women are crying, babies are crying.
Thank you very much.
And what happens is that they almost fall on the deck when they arrive on the Aquarius, and the job of the crew is to actually hold them. Because if they fall down, that means the people behind them can't board, and the whole rescue slows down. Meanwhile, behind them, out in the sea, the rubber boat is still sinking. You know, you have these women, they have been for hours and hours and hours at sea. They are dehydrated. Their children are dehydrated. The youngest was 1 month old, you know. And so these people are immediately taken in charge, and the doctors of Doctors Without Borders are trying to assess what is the situation, who should go where.
No conscious person at the moment on the rubber boat. Okay, can you give us the location and we'll evacuate them?
It's like war medicine, you know? You have to make choices very fast, and eventually other people can arrive and arrive and arrive.
Merci. Ça va? English?
English.
English. How are you?
I'm very fine.
Great. Yeah. Where are you from?
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
24.
24. Okay. Welcome on board.
And take your bottle of water and drink a lot of water.
English?
Yeah, English.
How are you doing?
These people are from Mali, Guinea, Nigeria. Sometimes even boatloads of Libyans fleeing their own country have been rescued.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, fine, thank
English
you.
English is okay?
Small. English. Good.
Where are you from?
Egypt.
Egypt.
Egypt, uh-huh.
Mas. And how old are you?
28.
On the deck, you have hundreds of men, mostly young people, who the day before were in Libya. Some of them have the shirts torn. Some of them are almost naked. All of them have traces of petrol on the body, salt water drying on their body. And you cannot refrain from thinking what happened to them when they were in Libya, because you can see scars on their backs, on their shoulders. It is known and documented that these people are tortured.
Senegal.
Senegal.
1616, men incoming.
Bridge, once the rescue is over, there is a need, you know, to break the pressure. And Aquarius crew has drums that they give to calm down people, in fact, and to let them explode in joy, especially this time because no one had died during the rescue. Everybody was dancing. There was a lead dancer and the lead singer and the guy at the drum, and every now and then somebody would enter the circle, you know, the central circle, to make a short 10, 15 second dance, and then would be replaced by another one. After that, it's a 3 days journey to Italy, and the joy is overflowing from these people who have survived and are on their way to Europe.
These people are headed to Europe. They're the lucky ones. When we come back, we're going to hear what can happen to people who aren't so lucky. The ones who get picked up by the Libyan Coast Guard and sent back to Libya. Only that Coast Guard, like other institutions there, can't be trusted.
Every group is both good and bad. Everybody has some extracurricular activities on the side, including fuel smuggling, drug trafficking, and human smuggling.
Still, Europe continues to give them support. We'll pick up that story when we come back. We have a few beautiful but also heartbreaking photos Raphael took of this rescue. To see them, just text RESCUE to 510-757-1447. Again, that's RESCUE, RESCUE, to 510-757-1447. You can text STOP or HELP at any time, and standard texting rates apply. You're listening to Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.